What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, if this was a series that I actually decided to put together, it would be a massive success. And what would that series be? Behind Closed Marital Doors. You can say that HMT is kind of like the end of said series. It would be the end of the episode. But what do I always say, gentlemen? We never know what goes on behind closed marital doors, especially in the suburbs, where they have to portray this idealistic lifestyle that everybody else should try to attain. However, we know suburbia hides some of the deepest, darkest secrets. Like in this situation with this couple. Now, this article was published on the 11th of September. Suburban man fatally shoots his wife 6 times, including once in the dome during a fight. I'm going to reiterate what happens behind closed marital doors is always meant to be kept a great secret from the rest of the public. Behind the idealistic image of the suburban couple, there's always serious turmoil going on. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A suburban man was arrested after allegedly shooting his wife to deletion last week. Stephen Kramer, 39, was arrested after allegedly fatally shooting his wife, Jamie Newman, 47. Put a pin right there. During a physical argument in their Warrenville home on September 5th. Just before 11 a.m. on September 5th, Warrenville police responded to the 3100 block of Mulberry Court for a report of a deletion. When an officer arrived at the scene, Kramer met the officer at the door and said that his wife, Jamie Newman, 47, was in a bedroom on the second floor of the home. Now, from what I can gather, him meeting the officer at the door, it would seem that his demeanor was extremely calm. Put a pin right there. The officer entered the bedroom and found Newman face up in front of the bed. The victim had blood coming from her mouth with apparent trauma to her face and what appeared to be brain matter on her upper chest. She was pronounced deleted at the scene. An autopsy concluded that Newman had been shot 6 times, once between her left eye and nose, 3 times in the chest, once in her upper left thigh, and once in her right forearm. This guy wanted to make sure that she was going to take that eternal dirt nap. While investigating the termination, police determined that Kramer shot his wife multiple times during an argument that turned physical. Okay, here's a question that I have. Why are they not talking about his injuries if they're saying that the fight turned physical? Well, we all know why they're not talking about his injuries. Kramer voluntarily went to the police department, where he was taken into custody shortly after. Okay, right there. Right there, gentlemen. He voluntarily went to the police. What does that say? That say that that man was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And he said, you know what? I did what I did. I'm going. I'm not putting up a fight. I'm not trying to run. Gentlemen, what does that sound like? That sounds like he might have been the one who had been abused the whole time. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Kramer appeared in court on September 6th, where the case was held over at his request to obtain private counsel. All right. Now, here we go with one of the reasons why women believe that they're able to do anything that they want and not be held accountable. It's statements like this that really piss me the fuck off, but I'm going to read it anyway. Quote unquote, the allegation that Mr. Kramer shot his wife multiple times, including once in the head, is extremely upsetting, said DuPage County State's Attorney Robert Berlin. I offer my sincerest condolences to Jamie's family and friends as they grieve their loss, particularly her children who are now forced to live a life without the love and support only a mother can provide. Wow. Wow. Yeah. So, you know, Mr. Kramer, he's just chopped liver, okay? Nothing that he contribute makes a difference. While nothing can bring back Jamie to those who loved her, thanks to the outstanding work of the Warrenville Police Department, we will be able to bring a strong prosecution against the man who allegedly took her life. A judge granted the state's motion to deny pre-trial release for Kramer. His next court appearance is scheduled for October 7th. Well, well, well. All right, gentlemen. First thing we're going to note, the age gap, the reverse age gap, as we should say. Now, we know whenever a woman is older than the man, first and foremost, do you honestly believe she respects him? Just that foundation right there is gone. I'm older than you, so guess what? I'm going to lord over you. I'm going to actually mommy you. I'm going to treat you like one of my children. Now, I find that very, very, very interesting that, once again, they made sure not to talk about any injuries that he might have sustained. You can't tell me that there was a physical altercation between those two and he got no damage? Yeah, right. No, I don't think so. Now, the fact of the matter is, in my humble opinion, he was actually the one being abused the whole time. Like I said, gentlemen, When it comes to mental abuse, yes, every man in a relationship currently is being mentally abused. And yet we have zero laws on the books for mental abuse. And of course, we all know the feminists, they have it the way that they want it. Only women can be a victim of abuse. And we have to make sure to include the old soul false Duluth model. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. But guess what? More and more men have decided, I'm not going to take this. And like Mr. Kramer, some of those men decide, I'm going to take matters into my own damn hands. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gonna give it a 10. Method of execution. Sounds like he used the revolver of righteousness. I'm gonna give that a 10 as well. Psychological impact. The officer had to go upstairs and see that woman's battered carcass with the addition of lead. I'm going to give that a 50. And for the brutality factor, they had a physical altercation before he started letting off shots. So I'm going to give that a 40. So Steven, 6-shot Kramer, gets a score of 110. Gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate from yesterday's video. When you even start arguing with a woman, it's time to go. It will never get better from that point. Now, something else that I want to talk about that I should have talked about in yesterday's video, but this is actually a great time to talk about it, is why a lot of old boomers and a lot of Gen Xers stayed with obviously abusive women. The simplest answer, material possessions. Yep. If I leave, she's going to get the house and all that stuff. Listen, let her have the house. She's going to lose it in the long run anyway. All right? But material possessions is the big thing that kept a lot of boomers and Gen Xers in utterly dysfunctional, dead marriages. I know. It's a good thing that I never bought a house. I told the meat sack when she suggested that I use the VA to buy a house, I said, oh, hell no. I will never buy a house as long as I'm married. I will not do it. And this was way in the beginning of our marriage, before things went south. But then, as things went south, I went and told her, I said, this is the exact reason why I decided to never buy a house. Because if I would have bought a house and you brought another man into that house, yeah, I would have went to jail because I would have burned the house down or bulldozed. Fuck that nonsense. But yeah, a lot of men, our ego and pride is tied to our material possessions. And of course, the house, all that stuff. Yeah, but man, you gotta let it go. Let it go. Like I said, if you have to give her the house during the divorce, hey, do it. Because guess what? She's going to lose it in the long run anyway. The bank is going to come back and get that house. But yeah, gentlemen, do not accept abuse. Do not. Do not accept disrespect. Do not. These women over here, these women are cooked. Western women, American women, they are cooked. They are too far gone. Fellas, if you can, leave. Especially you younger gentlemen. the young generation of men out there, hey, stack your money, go to another country. These women over here, they are done. D-U-N, done. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think just because you have the illusion of the system protecting you, that way you think you can just lord over the man you're in a relationship with and impose your will onto him, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystally fucking clear. The power you think you have in that scenario, it will go out. Feminism and the idea that you have a consistent veil of protection over you at all time, that will go out right along with it. Because once again, we have a man who decided, you know what? I no longer fear the consequences of my actions. Therefore, I am going to act. And guess what? That mask went on and he went with the police voluntarily. No running, no fight, no nothing. That man was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And guess what? He let his actions speak for himself. Oh, well, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.